Hello? Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash.
Oh, can you hold on for a minute, Michael? My husband is the one that needs to speak to you. Hold on, please. Tom? Tom?
Yeah.
Local Splash.
Okay, you got it?
Yes. I'm going to brush your teeth at 12:30. Michael?
Siri, this is Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm sorry. I'm actually just calling in because I do see that you have an appointment set up today, but I can't pull up any information using this phone number. I'm calling you right now. If you mind me asking, what's your business phone number so I can pull up Rick and assist you?
954-741-5776.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. Let me just pull up the account here. And who am I speaking with? I'm so sorry.
Thomas Mangione.
Thank you, Thomas. I hope you're doing well today. Let me just pull up the account for you, okay? Thank you for patiently waiting, Thomas. I see that you're calling, this is for your business, the CPNS training, is that correct, sir?
Yes, that's right.
Right, wonderful. So, yeah, based on the appointment being set up, it says right here that you wanted to cancel. I just wanted to know what happened.
Oh, we shut the business down.
Oh, I regret to hear that. When I said about business down, like you shut it down for good?
I retired. Mm-hmm. I retired. I sold the accounts to another business. They're working the accounts right now.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, thank you for letting me know, though. Sure. Let me go ahead and assist you with canceling the service. You know, I just realized that you actually just made your payment as well. I believe last week. So let me go over with the account here so we can have it closed down. And let me also confirm, when you said about selling the business or the account of somebody else, so technically you have a new business owner that manages your entire business, correct?
I didn't catch everything you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, but it sort of garbled a little bit. Could you please repeat what you said? If you would do that, I'd appreciate it.
Of course, no problem. I'm just confirming that when you said something that you sold the account, I believe you're referring to selling your business completely,
yes.
Like you have a new business owner.
Yes, yes.
I see. But any chance would you know if you're also doing SEO? You know, because we can always transfer ownership of the account. We can just change name on the profile that we're managing.
I prefer to close it down and please credit me back the $1,188. That's what I want done.
Well, unfortunately, Thomas, the only thing I can definitely do right now is to help you with making sure the account is canceled, considering that your reason is very valid. You know, it's closed down, you have sold the account already. But with a refund, unfortunately, we don't actually issue the refund, sir.
Why not?
Well, we have a 3-day cancellation policy that we always follow. So if a customer would like to cancel, it's actually part of the terms and condition that you sign up as well. But you actually need to let us know at least 3 days before you get billed. And that way we make sure that you won't be billed until we speak with you. But in your case, unfortunately, as I mentioned, I think your billing happens every 1st. That was last week, Wednesday. And we just received our cancellation request and scheduled for today. So any charges being billed already, again, we don't issue any refunds, unfortunately. That's the same reason I asked if, you know, the new business owner is managing your, if they are, they have someone who's managing your marketing, because in that way, we can continue to get, you know, working on your account.
But I'm not in business anymore. I don't need your service. I want to cancel and get a refund. Mm-hmm. I'm not using it.
How can that be? I don't understand.
How can that be? If I'm not using your service, what I'm spending $1,188 for nothing for an entire year? Are you going to bill me again next year?
Well, when the account is canceled, Thomas, then technically you won't be billed, sir. And that's what I'm trying to assure you.
I don't
want to
hear the technical term. As of this moment, my business is canceled, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You will not charge me again next year, is that right?
Mm-hmm. You are correct, sir.
Is that a yes? Is that a yes?
Yes, that's a yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, yes. I'll help you with canceling the account so you won't be billed any amount for next year. So I'm just trying to confirm some information here. Let me confirm as well that your email address is the same, which is info@ttsprinting.com. Is that correct?
No, I don't have an email address anymore. I'm out of business.
Oh, the reason I ask is because for me to send you also a confirmation so you have a copy that your account is canceled. At least you have something that you have to make sure that your account is canceled.
All right, send it to
address assurance.
Send it to jojotts@yahoo.com. This is bullshit.
So let me confirm, please, that the email address you gave me where I can send you the confirmation email is J-O-J-O, like J for Jaguar, O for Oscar, J for Jaguar, O for Oscar, TTS@yahoo.com. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Now let me go ahead and complete your request here. If you have your account canceled effective today, just give me 1 to 2 minutes, please, okay?
Fuck.
Can't challenge it through the credit card.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge it through the credit card. I'm not paying it.
Thomas, thank you for patiently waiting, sir. So there you go. Your account is canceled effective today. And you would be receiving an email of the confirmation as well to your jojotts@yahoo.com. So rest assured you won't be billed any amount in the following month or years.
What was that last thing you said?
Rest assured that you won't be billed. The account is already canceled effective today.
What good is it to me? I got to pay for something I can't use for an entire year? It's terrible. These people, way you do business. I'm gonna challenge it with my charge card. There's no way I'm gonna pay you people $1,188 for nothing.
You can put that
in your notes too. Expect to have a challenge.
I understand, sir. And again, I do apologize that this is kind of.
You don't have to apologize. It's a terrible way to do business. I've been in business for 42 years. If someone doesn't want my services, I allow them not to have my services. I don't rip them off like you're doing. It's a rip-off. You can put that in your notes, too. You put that in your notes? Rip-off. Mm-hmm. Your local splash is a rip-off. You didn't notify me in advance that I was going to be renewed. You just renewed me. That is wrong.
I heard you, sir, and again, I do apologize for that. Address.
You don't have to apologize. I'm tired of you apologizing. Mm-hmm. Awful way to do business. Awful.
I'm actually about to say that I will definitely communicate with our management team regarding your refund request and what we can do about this one.
Sure you will.
Earlier as well.
Sure you will. Sure you will. Yeah, you're just going to hang up. Be done with it. Thank you for my service. Thank you for your service. Thank you for ripping me off. Right? Is that the way it works?
No, I actually... Local
splash? Local splash? Splash me good. Splash me good, local splash. Mm-hmm. Terrible way to do business.
Thomas, I just wanted to say that I understand where you're coming from. What I'm going to do here right now, as I mentioned, I will communicate with our management team and see what we can do about your refund request. I will make sure to make a follow-up call if you want to hear back from them about this. You don't have to worry. Everything is recorded. I heard you that you wanted to challenge your bank. The rest of you should all going to leave a note on the account as well, and I'll let them know as well about your planning and disputing it with your bank. Again, we don't want you to feel that we are ripping you off. We value billing. We value how our clients do business with us.
You know how long I've been doing business with you people? Decades. Decades. And this is how you rip me off in the end. Terrible. Just terrible. Mm-hmm. I've been a loyal customer for many, many years, and this is the way you people rip me off. Terrible. Terrible way to do business.
Well, yeah. We appreciate you being with us for a decade, sir. And again, as I mentioned, you've been with us for 10 years, and the least that I can do here is still for me to communicate with our management team about your refund request. This is a yearly subscription, and we do not anticipate you canceling after you get billed. And I believe that you're also aware that your billing happens every 1st of April every year. But again, as I mentioned, I'll make sure to take care of your refund request. I was just going to communicate with our team. And rest assured, I'll make sure to follow up with you, and once I hear it back from them.
All right. If you're actually going to do that, call me on my cell phone.
Yeah, of course. Is it the same phone number that you're giving me, or is it the same number, the one I'm calling you right now?
This is a live line. My cell phone is 954.
Okay.
479-2526.
Okay, let me confirm, 954-479-2526, correct?
Yeah.
That's the best phone number to call you.
I'd appreciate it if you could help me out. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, sir. But for now, I'll make sure to cancel your account, and yep, I'll make sure to make a follow-up call with you once I hear back from our team regarding with your refund request, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.